The arrow's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the arrow.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Dark.
What's up, y'all? It is another episode of Talking Arrow. I'm Mike Pierce from iWatchMike.com. I'm doing this recap with nobody because everybody else has seen all my friends that I normally do podcasts with. They've already seen the episodes already. So they're like, Mike, you're on your own and hit us up afterwards for the new season. Yes, and speaking of the new season, y'all. New season airs. It returns. Season 5, October 5th on the CW Arrow. I'm excited. I'm pretty pumped. I haven't watched the newest trailer that's coming out. I'll probably do that once I finish this up. And I've definitely got to clean the house. It's a mess right now. And everybody's out of the house. So that's what I'm going to do after I talk to you guys. Season finale. Schism. That's what the episode is called. Hopefully I said that word right. I'm always butchering words because it's just how I am at times. I do have a little review here that... That somebody wrote in the Good Shows app. If you haven't downloaded it, you should. Oh, by the way, spoilers. I'm telling you that right now. Spoilers are going to be said, okay? I've had a couple of people be like, you didn't warn me. I'm warning you now. Spoilers for the season finale. But I'm looking at the Good Shows app in my right hand right now. This is going to be episode 23 of the season finale. It looks like somebody wrote a review here in the Good Shows app. Paul G. 1974 said... Success, but everyone ends up in a dark place, except Mayor Queen. He gave this episode a 5 out of 5. Yes, Oliver Queen, at the end of this, all becomes the mayor of the city, which I'm going to – it's curious to see how it's going to turn out in season 5. How much time is going to be in – how much time has happened from this moment to this moment? That's what I'm kind of curious about. Now, I know some of y'all are out there probably – Mike, it's on the internet. I don't read spoilers. I don't read stuff. As you can see, I haven't even watched the newest trailer because I hate watching trailers and then getting spoiled by certain things. So, but I'm going to watch it on that one. I am. I am going to watch it because I want to know how season 5 is going to kind of pan out. But this episode here, this is pretty badass. This was a pretty dope season finale. I know it was kind of a little roughy in certain areas for me in past episodes, you know, because I wanted more action or I didn't like this person. And that's just my feelings, okay? Because, you know, everybody's entitled to their own feelings. And those were my feelings while I was watching the episode. This episode, some cool stuff. Love the awesome action fight scene when Damian Dark shows up and has Felicity and all that stuff. And the arrow comes in and Dix comes in and then bam, Dark's men come in. It just turns out into this crazy fight, and then they're about to kill Arrow. Dark's got him on the life force sucky thing, and Thea comes out and says, "Hey, you better let go, or I'm gonna kill your daughter." And she would have done it too. I love Thea. I think Thea is totally badass. It was hard for me to like her because I liked her in the beginning, and then she became kind of spoiledish. And then when she opened up her club, I was like, "Okay, cool." And then when she became a badass, I was like, okay, you're cool. And yeah, I like Thea. I like her now. I like how her character developed. She's a total badass. And I believe she would have killed that little girl in a heartbeat. So, and I think Damian Dark knew also. That's why he let go of Ollie. Let's see what else. I think Lila is an idiot for allowing Argus's men, her men from Argus, go in there and try to fight Damian Dark, right? Everybody warned. Even Oliver's like, you shouldn't let them in there. They're going to die. They're going to die. Diggs didn't say nothing. He should have spoken up and said, I've seen what this guy can do. And what happens? Lila just lets these guys go in there and they get killed. Done. Let's see what else. What else was dope? I thought the attack at the Arrow hideout was dope. A lot of cool action. Once again, Thea is a total badass. She had no weapons and she is whooping everybody's ass. Everybody had weapons except her. Malcolm shoots an arrow and saves her, which was cool. He loves his daughter. We all know that. And she is her father's daughter, isn't she? But yeah, that whole scene was dope. What else did I like? I liked the big old brawl in the streets. It was kind of reminding me of Rocky V, was it? When they, Rocky and what's-his-face were fighting out in the streets and they were doing all those, yeah, and the TV crews. It kind of reminded me of that. It's a little Rocky feel to it. But a big giant fight in the middle of the street with Dark and Oliver and the city folk and teams against the Dark's men. It was just chaos. And I just love the fact that Arrow finally puts an arrow, just like Dark did with Laurel. It sucked to see Damian Dark go because I really liked him as an evil guy. He was a really good villain all these episodes. He went out like a G. But it was dope. I liked that whole scene. That was cool. What else? I skipped the part where Diggs finally tells Lila that he killed Andy on purpose. And she's like, yep, it is what it is. I think she got it. And so hopefully I'm most likely, you can tell Diggs is in a weird place right now. So I'm hoping that Lila's forgiveness or her giving the support will kind of get him out of that thing. I get it. I mean, he killed his brother, and I know that probably it's probably tough on him. I just need him to get out of it because he needs to remember that Andy was not going to stop to kill his daughter and his wife and his friends. So it had to be done. I get it, though. But still, it had to be done. So, Diggs, I need you to get back. Season 5, I hope you did some soul searching. You're wearing your little outfit, your uniform, and you're going somewhere. You left the family. I don't know where you went and how long you were gone and what you were doing. But hopefully in Season 5, he's got it together because these last couple episodes, he was a hot mess. Let's see what else. I mean, yeah, we see what happens. The world saved by the nukes. I mean, that was cool, but kind of. But I don't know. It was kind of weird. Because, how they stopped the hit. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care about that part. So let's see here. Lance, Detective Lance and Felicity's mom, Donna. Is that her name, Donna? They decide to leave and go get some me time, which is good. So I'm wondering where they're going and how they'll return in Season 5. That'll be interesting to see. Thea decides to leave the freaking team. Man. I mean, I know that she hasn't had the greatest luck with boyfriends. We got Roy and then Alex. Of course, he's dead. I think it's kind of bothering her that she could have killed that little girl. And then she's going to kind of be basing all that stuff on what Laurel would think or want her to do. I don't think Laurel would want her to quit the team, but probably take a break and find herself, possibly. And I'm hoping that's what will happen. I don't know the comics. I don't know if Speedy comes back or she changes her name or she does take on another team and bring, I have no idea because I don't read all that stuff. I just kind of go with the flow. I'm just a fan of the show. But I'm curious to see what happens with Thea because I really like her as part of the team and she's a total badass and she'll get the job done if she has to. So I'm fingers crossed that nothing bad happens and she comes back peacefully. As we talked about earlier, Diggs leaves to find himself. Wonder how that's going to be. But everybody, all the team needs a break. They came close to the world ending, so I get it. Everybody needs to recharge the batteries and get ready for Season 5. And let's see, Oliver speaks to Laurel's grave. Felicity walks up to him. They kind of share some moments and sees, we see that the whole title of the episode, Schism, hopefully I said that right. I never knew that was, that Oliver is, what it means is that Oliver is battling two sides, good and evil. But I agree. I totally agree with Felicity for the first time in a long time that, Oliver, yes, he was bad to kill someone in cold blood, but, reunited the city and gave it hope. So I think you got to do stuff like that. You got to, as a superhero, you got to do things you don't want to do. So that's what he had to do. And he saved the city. Saved the earth, actually, right? The world. And then we already talked about Oliver becomes the mayor. I wonder how that's going to be. I'm just curious to see how Season 5 is going to be. And then we see at the very end, Oliver and Felicity are staring at the suits because she's not going to leave his side. So does that mean they're going to get together? Does that mean she's just got his back? I hope Felicity is aware that Oliver wants to be with her. Because if she's just like, I'm here. And it's just a reminder of like what he used to have. And she's going to be playing with his emotional strings. I'm going to be pissed off in Season 5. Like, I really wish that she would just get with them and bam, powerhouse, a couple. Brad and Jelena, but minus the divorce. They're a good couple. So, man, I'm excited for season 5. Yeah, this was a good episode. It definitely brought everything together, tied everything in a nice little bow. I'm ready for season 5. It comes back to October 5th. I'm excited. I'm pumped. Like I said, it might be just me talking Arrow, or I might just grab somebody, whoever wants to join me. So we'll see how that pans out. But if you want to see and hear other recap shows that I've been doing, you can go to iTunes and search Talking Arrow. Let all your peeps know. I'm just a fan of the show. I don't read the comics. I don't read spoilers. I don't read ahead. I don't know what's going on. I just kind of go with it. So feel free to leave comments anytime you see something, whatever. Let me know. Talking Arrow, you can find it on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. My stuff is there as well. And then everything's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. Definitely got to send a shout out for the past month. I went on my little audio boom thing to find out the little stats and who's been listening. I like doing this from time to time. Definitely shout outs to all my peeps in the United States. The U.S., if you've been listening to the show, liking, whatever, that's awesome. Appreciate it. Also, I've got people listening in Denmark and Russia. Isn't that sweet? I don't know how they're understanding me, but what's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. And I think that's it, people. If you want to check out me on Instagram and Twitter, it's Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook and Snapchat, Mike the T-H-A Movie Guy. And that is about it. I'm done. The season finale. I thought it was really, really good. Everything, I give it a 10. It was just nicely well done. Brought everything together, setting it up for season 5. I'm pumped. I'm excited. I've already said that a couple times, but I am really excited. That's about it, people. Don't forget, Good Shows app. Download it so we can join the conversation and be prepared for season 5. And I think that's it, man. Yeah. So once again, thanks for tuning in. Shout outs to Anna B over in Australia. She's a big giant fan. Hopefully we can get her on the show a couple of times. Our time zones are so whack and crazy. So hopefully we'll be able to do something. But she's busy. She's really busy. And that's about it, people. Have a great week. And I think that's it. I'll be back. I might do a trailer reaction to the new season. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
The hero's dead. Couldn't be that person even if I wanted to be. And I don't want to be.
This is so cool!
Oliver walked away.
The ghosts, they're like nothing we'd ever seen before. Well trained, well armed. We need the hero.
You don't know who I am, do you? I'm Damian Darke.